They were playing some really rockin' music, and John was up here dancing. And it made me think of a video that I had seen once upon a time ago, where they had some music, really loud music, playing in a park. And it's like, it's the dance music. You want to get up and dance, but everybody holds themselves back. And finally, it just took one person. One person got up and started just going crazy dancing. And then, one by one, other people started to follow. Which makes me think, are we dancing to the music of our own hearts? Or are we holding ourselves back, waiting for somebody else to say, it's okay, go ahead, do it. It's okay, get crazy. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Which is such a great affirmation, so I will just cross out my affirmation for the week. And we'll do this little light of mine, going to let it shine. This month, we're talking about where humanity and divinity meet, and it's like right where we are. And we come together on Sunday mornings to remind us of ourselves and the light that's shining within each one of us, to remind ourselves who we are. Because many times during the week, we get so busy doing, forgetting that we are human beings. So we get to come to this place to be and allow Spirit to speak to us. And so here's what I'm knowing for this service today is that Spirit is speaking very loud, that we're in that open space to allow the divine nature of Spirit to just flow through. Because many times we get so busy and we like to keep our lives loud. Anybody keep their life loud? Some people do. It's like, I went to my son's once, and it's like the radio's on and the TV's on and the computer's on. And it's like, woo, let's just turn all this down. So we can hear that inner knower that's inside, that's guiding and directing us. So the talk title today actually is Spirit Talks to the Heart. So opening up our hearts, and it's like we do not have to make anything happen. Just make it welcome. Like those that are wanting a new relationship, clean your closet, make space. Those that are wanting more abundance, clean out your purse or your billfold. Show money where it's supposed to go. Make the space. Here's where you go, right here. Mary Morrissey has a great process for that. It's like, clean it all out, let go of stuff, make room for the money, and let it know what it's supposed to do. Go here, go here, go here. Let it have space. And with health, making it welcome, making sure that we're checking in with our body. What am I to listen to today? Going through that whole body connection. I was having a little problem with my heel, and my sister right away, she's like, you're not stepping into the future. You're not stepping in with ease and grace. And I'm like, okay, Louise Hayes, thank you so much. I will step forward with ease and grace and love and joy, and I will watch where I'm going so that I'm not tripping. So really tuning into that inner knower means taking time every day to really tune in and to set up what it is, having those vision boards, having those affirmations, and reminding ourselves every single day of our divinity. Because it's really easy to keep slipping backwards. And I see it with people that maybe haven't been to church for a very long time or to a center, or with a group that's reminding them of their divinity. I know I've talked about the simmering frog before, but I like to bring it up because it reminds me of how easily things happen. If you take a frog, it is said, if you take a frog, and I haven't done this, so don't. If you take a frog and put it in hot boiling water, it'll jump right out. But if you put it in a pan of tepid water and you slowly turn it up, it'll just boil. And it's what happens with our lives, that slowly, steadily, things start turning. And if we're not being mindful, aware of our thoughts, what we're saying about ourselves all day long, it's really easy to all of a sudden, it's like, all of a sudden this happened. I don't even know what happened. Well, our thoughts start to stray. And we start to believe the things that are going on out there, or the ads that are telling us we're not good enough, we don't look right. All of the things that are out there, we have to remind ourselves 24/7, what are you saying to yourself all day long? And when I think of that, I think of Joseph Campbell, who wrote The Hero's Journey. And he says, there's a hero's journey, a calling that is deep within us, and it is our God-ordained path in life. Emerson goes on to say, to be yourself in a world of constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. It's a world trying to make everybody fit into one little space, and it's like we're all different, we're all individualized, we're all amazing and unique in our own right. So affirming that every day, I'm in the right and perfect place, good things are unfolding, and then having that vision and not putting it down. What is it in life that's calling me? And maybe you've lost your vision. Maybe you've lost your purpose, or it's like, I'm done. I'm tired. I don't have any vision. It's like, yes, you do. There's a vision. There's something inside of us that's calling all of the time to do more, to be more. And if we don't do something with that, then we get pushed in different ways. I know Michael Beckwith once said, either the vision is calling or the pain is pushing. So are we allowing the vision to call us, or are we just going to stay in a comfort zone until it gets painful enough that we are pushed out of it? So what is it that you are wanting to create? And I know last week I talked about many of the things that I've been listening to on Audible and the books I've been reading. It seems like there's such a common connection. There's only one, so I'm choosing all the books that are saying the same thing about how most people, even way back in the day, did not have good self-esteem, did not love themselves, that they would take care of everyone else before they would take care of themselves, that people would buy medication for their pet before they would buy medication for themselves. So it's like, all right, it is time for us to love ourselves, knowing everyone, including animals, are on their right and perfect path, and that my job to love is my job to love. And the first primary is the spirit within. Individualized. And it's not egotistical. It's not, you know, oh, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Difference between ego, I always say the difference between ego and self-esteem is self-esteem is saying, I'm divine and so are you. Ego is saying, I'm divine and everybody else is nothing. I'm better than. And that's not the true spirit. That's not what Jesus taught. That's not what spirit is calling through us. It's saying, you're divine and I'm divine. And the first thing I need to recognize is that there is a divinity and an energy flowing through me that wants to express. So let it express. Come out and have fun. Play full out in life, regardless of what's going on. I have to tell you, my mother's stepmother passed away. And so my mom called and she said, you know, she passed away. We weren't all that close, so not going back for the memorial. However, my mom said, you know, she wanted a casket, so I went to the funeral parlor. And my grandfather had passed away many years ago, so my step-grandmother was continuing on. But my mom was really her only family left. And the director of the funeral parlor asked her, has she ever been married before your father? And she said, oh, yeah, two times. And he said, how did they pass away? And she said, well, the first one passed away from mushroom poisoning, ate poisonous mushrooms. Oh, that's interesting, not hearing too many of that. How about the second one? How did he pass away? Concussion. He wouldn't eat his mushrooms. I'm like, Mom, did you really say that? Because I know that didn't happen. And she said, well, it was so intense in the room and everyone was so serious. I had to lighten it up a little bit. I'm like, okay, that's a good one. I'll remember that. Let's keep the humor flowing. Because regardless of what's going on out there, there's still a joyful spirit inside of all of us that wants to express, that wants to laugh, that wants to shine its light and have fun. So regardless of the things happening out there, we can always go within. And we can always make things a little bit light. I know Esther Hicks always says there's nothing serious going on here. Sometimes we just get so serious. Ernest Holmes had such a great sense of humor too. I never forget in his book about Ernest Holmes, it talks about he's the founder of this teaching and put together all these great philosophies, a lot of Troward, a lot of Emerson, Emma Curtis Hopkins, Mary Baker Eddy, all of these great minds, and he put together this fabulous philosophy. And he had this woman who came to his house and his wife was home, and so she took this woman upstairs and let her lay on the bed, and she had been having problems with her stomach, and so his wife got a hot water bladder. They used to do those. You put hot water in this bladder thing and stick it on her belly. So she was laying there, and Ernest Holmes got home, and he went upstairs, and he saw Mrs. Brown there, and he just started laughing. And he's like, "What?" She's like, "What are you laughing at?" And he's like, you look funny." She was laying there in pain, and he just started laughing, and then she started laughing, because it's like, yeah, I probably do look funny, laying here with this thing on me, and just going, oh. It's like, well, sometimes we just look funny. And you know what? Life is eternal, so it's like, lighten up on it. Let's keep the joy going regardless of what's happening. And that's where the joy, when we're in that joy space, that's when Spirit can really speak to us. Listen with our hearts. Open ourselves up. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. Jesus spent much of his time communing with his own soul, for it is through our inner thought that we contact Spirit. Call it conscious, intuition, or what you will, it is there. No man need go unguided through life, for all are divine, are at a divine, and at the center. Let me say that again. Call it conscious, intuition, or whatever it will be. No person, let's make it user-friendly. No person need go unguided through life, for all are divine at the center, and all are images of the Most High. So we have that divine Spirit, that space inside of us that's never been hurt, that's never been touched by anything negative, that's inside of us. And I see it so much in kids because they understand, regardless of what's happening out here, there's still that joyful Spirit. So allowing our joyful Spirit to come out like a child, regardless of how things look out here. It's like, am I playing through life? Am I having fun? Am I keeping it light and not holding on to things? Because many times we beat ourselves up for stuff that's happened in the past. And I was thinking about my oldest son, DJ, who's an actor. And it's like, oh, we had to do this scene over and over and over again. He was telling me about it. He's like, take one, take two, take 487. And I was thinking about mistake. Oh, it was a mistake, so let's redo. And every day we get an opportunity to redo every moment. It's like, okay, that was a mistake. Let me put that down. Let me not beat myself up with the past, and let me move forward. Let me forgive myself for any mistake that I did. And if I want to ask forgiveness from other people, make amends, that's always a good thing. Let me mostly do it in my heart with myself. Make amends to myself, apologize to myself, and move forward. Because sometimes we do stuff that's like, oh, why did I do that? And I can't undo it. So put that down. That's why I love that song. And I keep, Karen, let's do this song again. Rise up, O my soul, that we do at the beginning of the service. Rise up, O my soul. Let me free my mind from yesterday. Because yesterday's not here anymore. All we have is right now. And right now, in this moment, each one of us have an opportunity to reshape and remake our lives every moment and allow our lights to shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. That's going to be the goal for this week, allowing your light to shine. Also noticing the divinity in other people's lights. Because that's the beauty and the brilliance of coming here on Sunday, is I get to see all of you and the beauty and the brilliance and the eloquence. And because our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you and me, I can look out and say, oh my God, beautiful, eloquent, fabulous, brilliant. And my subconscious mind says, yes, that's true for you. I'm like, yeah, best day ever, as we allow those thoughts to go in. Ernest Holmes says this in his book, Love and Law. He's got really a lot of books. This whole year, we are celebrating 100 years of Science of Mind. His first book was Creative Mind. And out on the table at the welcome table, I have a list of many of his popular books. So there's about 20 of them listed on there. But this is from Love and Law, which is one of my favorite books. We are living in mind, and there is nothing but mind and its manifestation. Right then and there, you begin to declare and make your declaration the eternal truth of mind. Then think, then impersonally, and you must feel you are starting the truth about the universal. This gives you a bigger concept and a bigger receptivity for bigger power. The only reason I know for doing it is that you will get a bigger result by doing it. Remembering that I'm tripping, remembering that even though we may have mistakes, maybe we've fallen or tripped like I just did, even though we may have mistakes or things of the past, Spirit is not beating us up. And many of us grew up with the with the hell and fire damnation, you're going to hell if this happened or that happened, or if you had a sin, which is a mistake, missing the mark. If you did something wrong, then you're gonna go to hell. Well, we know that we just create our own hell. We get to create our own heaven, and we can have heaven here on earth as long as we're making it welcome and allowing it and declaring it. Because we are creating our own lives with our thoughts, with our vision, with our feelings. So going inside our heart and forgiving ourselves completely so that we can step into the divinity of who we are and not beating